This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
It is Harry Potter Day back at the Roseburg Public Library on Saturday, and Youth Services Librarian Aurora Ropp. And I'm sure you have got a lot going on to get ready for this. Talk about what's going to be happening.
Yeah, we do have a lot that we are preparing this week to get ready for this fun event on Saturday. Last night, I was working on the Quidditch hoops that we'll be using and putting those together and spray painting them gold. They look fantastic. I am so excited for one of our events is going to be tabletop Quidditch, where people will get to build a little catapult, and then they will use a red ping pong ball quaffle to try and shoot it through our Quidditch hoops. So I'm really excited for that one. That's going to be a new event this year.
Now, I have to say, when all of this came out, when Harry Potter and the whole series began, we, our kids and my wife, really got into it. I was kind of more on the side. I read some of it, but I guess I'm too serious, or just, you know, I don't do a lot of nonfiction reading, just given my my day job. But really, Harry Potter has kind of impacted a couple generations, maybe more now, of readers, unlike anything else.
It really has. It's a fun series that, you know, has a fun line. You know, that classic good defeating evil, and being in a school setting, dealing with school issues, that connects with a lot of people. And then we had, you know, it inundated in our culture with the movies and with so much fun Harry Potter magic related things you can do.
Yeah, you know, now the movies, I enjoyed watching those. But some people spot out all these little things, little details and things between movies that evolved, things that were, you know, I mean, there was a very thick plot.
There is. Well, and then there's definitely, you know, the difference between if you've read the book that has way more detail in it than what you would cram into a 3-hour movie. I personally have to separate them and see them as two different pieces of culture to not, you know, get frustrated by things in the books that were missed in the movies.
So the event, 10 to 1:30 on Saturday. What kind of age range are you looking
at? Yeah, 10 to 1:30 on Saturday. Everyone is welcome to come. Everyone is welcome to come in costume. Anybody can do any of the activities. The only thing that we have restricted is the Harry Potter quilt that we are giving away. You have to be 18 and under to enter into the raffle for the Harry Potter quilt.
Now, 18 and under, not over.
Correct. If you are 19 or 34, I'm sorry, you cannot enter.
So you're going to have a pretty cool thing here. Now, where'd you find this Harry Potter themed quilt?
Yeah, my mother is a quilter and has made Harry Potter quilts in the past, and had some Harry Potter fabric left still, and asked if I would like a Harry Potter quilt this year, and I said that we would love it, so she made it for the library.
Wow, you got connections then.
I do indeed.
So kind of take us through the whole day. Are a lot of these things happening at the same time, or is it going to be kind of sequential?
Yeah, everything will be available at the same time. We have all of our different meeting rooms in the library. A different class activity will be set up in the different meeting rooms, and some in the open area. We have 6 different activities, crafting activities that are happening, and then we'll also be doing Harry Potter trivia that people can answer questions to get put into drawings for other prizes besides the quilt.
Now, you must have some volunteers helping you along with other staff.
We do. All library staff works on this day because I need as many people there as possible. And we do have volunteers coming in. Background checks are done, and they will help with leading different activities.
So how many years has this been going on?
This is our 3rd Harry Potter Day. You know, we had to take a pause when the library was closed down because of COVID restrictions. But this will be our third time, and I think it gets a little bit better every single year.
Well, and you're really expecting a crowd.
Yes, we are. In the past, we had around 500, 600 people. So we're expecting about that many again.
You know, that caught my attention when the press release talks about where extra parking is available.
Yes, there is extra parking available. As it is a Saturday, the Douglas County Court court system parking lot that is just directly behind the library, across the river. They've said that it is okay for people to park there that day, and they can walk over to the library, because we know our parking lot does not provide enough space.
So you're really encouraging the coming in costume part too, right?
For sure. It is fantastic to see everyone dressed up as a witch or wizard, in school costume, in wands, hats, billowing cloaks. It's just, it's a fun time to dress up, and it's not Halloween.
And for a lot of kids, you know, this time of year, you like to go outside and do things, but this is clearly an indoor event and an opportunity to really dig deep into all things Harry Potter.
Yes.
So, again, what are the hours?
Yes, this Saturday, the 29th, it'll be from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.
All right, Roseburg Public Library, Harry Potter Day. And if you come in costume, you need to go around town in your costume for a while.
Sounds good to me.
Just to make people look, what is going on over there? So, all right, Aurora, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle.
8:37 in the morning report.